This is Unit 4 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Czech. Listen to this conversation.
Promiňte, mluvíte česky?
Ano, trochu.
Vy nejste Češka?
Ne, nejsem Češka. Jsem Američanka.
A on je Čech?
Nerozumím. Opakujte to, prosím, pomalej.
Dobře. Řekněte mi, je Čech nebo Američan?
Je Čech.
Listen to it again.
Promiňte, mluvíte česky?
Ano, trochu.
Vy nejste Češka?
Ne, nejsem Češka. Jsem Američanka.
A on je Čech?
Nerozumím. Opakujte to, prosím, pomalej.
Dobře. Řekněte mi, je Čech nebo Američan?
Je Čech.
There was only one new word in that conversation. It means or. Listen.
Nebo. Nebo.
Now, repeat the word, or.
Nebo. Nebo.
How do you say, or?
Nebo. Nebo.
Ask, is he English or American? Don't use the word for he.
Je Angličan nebo Američan? Je Angličan nebo Američan?
Say, I understand.
Rozumím.
Say, I don't understand.
Nerozumím.
How do you say hello?
Dobrý den.
Ask, how are you?
Jak se máte?
Say, fine, thanks, and you?
Dobře, děkuju. A vy?
How do you say, please?
Prosím.
How do you say, thank you?
Děkuju.
Say, you're welcome.
Prosím.
How do you say, excuse me?
Promiňte.
Do you remember how to ask, do you speak English?
Mluvíte anglicky?
What's the word for or?
Nebo. Nebo.
Now ask, do you speak English or Czech?
Mluvíte anglicky nebo česky? Mluvíte anglicky nebo česky?
You want to take the subway to downtown Prague. What's the word for subway?
Metro.
Do you recall the word for station?
Stanice.
Say, subway station.
Stanice metra.
Ask, where's the subway station?
Kde je stanice metra?
Answer, it's over there.
Je tamhle.
The subway takes you to downtown Prague, where you want to go to Wenceslas Square. the largest and most famous square in Prague. It's named for the Czech king Wenceslas, who lived in the 10th century. You may remember the English Christmas carol about good King Wenceslas. Listen to the name of Wenceslas Square in Czech.
Václavské náměstí. Václavské náměstí.
Repeat the word for square.
Náměstí. Náměstí.
What's the Czech for square?
Náměstí. Náměstí.
Here's Wenceslas. Listen.
Václavské. Václavské.
Repeat after the speaker.
Ské. Ské. Lavské. Lavské. Václavské. Václavské.
Keep repeating.
Václavské. Václavské.
How do you say Wenceslas Square in Czech?
Václavské náměstí. Václavské náměstí.
You don't know which exit to take to leave the subway. Ask somebody, where's Wenceslas Square?
Kde je Václavské náměstí? Kde je Václavské náměstí?
Eventually, you find yourself in the middle of Wenceslas Square and see a very imposing building. You want to know what it is. Here's what to ask. Listen.
Co je to? Co je to?
Now, repeat after the speaker.
Co je to? Co je to?
You can use this three-word expression a lot with anything you can point to find out what something is. It means, what's this? What's that? What is it? It works when pointing to a dish in a restaurant, an object in a store, or a monument in a square. How do you ask, what's this? Or what's that?
Co je to? Co je to?
Listen to the answer. That's the National Museum.
To je Národní muzeum. To je Národní muzeum.
Repeat the Czech word for museum. Listen and repeat.
Muzeum. Muzeum.
And here's national. Repeat.
Národní. Národní.
Say the National Museum.
Národní muzeum. Národní muzeum.
How would you say, that's the National Museum?
To je Národní muzeum. To je Národní muzeum.
Now, let's contrast, that's the National Museum with, is that the National Museum? Note that only the intonation is different. Here's the statement.
To je Národní muzeum.
And now the question.
To je Národní muzeum?
Now you say, that's the National Museum.
To je Národní muzeum. To je národní muzeum.
And ask, is that the National Museum?
To je národní muzeum? To je národní muzeum?
Ask, is that a subway station?
To je stanice metra?
Ask, excuse me, is that the National Museum?
Promiňte, to je Národní muzeum?
How do you ask, what's that?
Co je to?
Now suppose you're hungry and want to know where to find a restaurant. Here's the Czech word for restaurant. Listen and repeat.
Restaurace. Restaurace.
How do you say restaurant?
Restaurace. Restaurace.
Ask, where's the restaurant?
Kde je restaurace? Kde je restaurace?
Here's the word for post office. Listen and repeat.
Pošta. Pošta.
How do you say post office?
Pošta. Pošta.
Ask, where's the post office?
Kde je pošta? Kde je pošta?
Do you remember how to say tell me?
Řekněte mi.
Say, tell me please.
Řekněte mi prosím.
Ask, tell me please, where's the restaurant?
Řekněte mi prosím, kde je restaurace? Řekněte mi prosím, kde je restaurace?
And here's the word for hotel. Listen and repeat.
Hotel. Hotel.
Now you say hotel.
Hotel. Hotel.
Ask, tell me please, is that a hotel?
Řekněte mi prosím, to je hotel? Řekněte mi prosím, to je hotel?
Remember that when you're asking a question, intonation is particularly important. Ask again, tell me please, is that a hotel?
Řekněte mi prosím, to je hotel?
How do you say post office?
Pošta.
Ask somebody, tell me please, where's the post office?
Řekněte mi, prosím, kde je pošta?
The other person says something you don't understand. Ask, repeat it, please.
Opakujte to, prosím.
What's the word for and?
A. A.
How would you say the hotel and the restaurant?
Hotel a restaurace. Hotel a restaurace.
Ask, where's the hotel and the restaurant?
Kde je hotel a restaurace?
Suppose you've gotten some opera tickets to a performance at the famous National Theatre. Listen to its name in Czech.
Národní divadlo. Národní divadlo.
Here's the word for theater. Listen and repeat.
Divadlo. Divadlo.
What's the word for national?
Národní.
Say, the National Theater.
Národní divadlo. Národní divadlo.
You're at Wenceslas Square now and want to go to the theater on foot because you know it's not far. Ask somebody, excuse me, where's the National Theater?
Promiňte, kde je Národní divadlo? Promiňte, kde je Národní divadlo?
You reach the theater and there's still some time left before the performance begins. You cross the street toward the bank of the
Vltava
River, above which you see a fabulous view of a castle. As you can't remember the name of that historic complex, you point and ask a passerby, excuse me, what's that?
Promiňte, co je to?
And here's the name of the famous castle. Listen.
Hradčany. Hradčany.
Practice that, starting from the end.
Ne. Ne. Čany. Čany.
Now, the first part, which by itself means castle. Repeat.
Hrad. Hrad.
Now, repeat the whole word.
Hradčany. Hradčany.
Hradčany
is plural in Czech, so here's they are. Listen and repeat.
Jsou. Jsou.
Do you remember the word for that?
To.
Now listen and repeat. That's
Hradčany. To jsou Hradčany. To jsou Hradčany.
Ask, what's that?
Co je to?
Answer, that's
Hradčany. To jsou Hradčany. To jsou Hradčany.
Say, thank you.
Děkuju.
Answer, you're welcome.
Prosím.
Now suppose you're in Prague and you need directions. You ask a passerby at a street corner, "Excuse me, do you speak English?"
Promiňte, mluvíte anglicky?
He tells you, "No."
Ne.
You decide to try your check. Pointing to a building, you ask, "What's that?"
Co je to?
He answers, "This is the National Theatre."
To je Národní divadlo.
Say, "Thank you."
Děkuju.
Now ask, "Where's Wenceslas Square and the National Museum?"
Kde je Václavské náměstí a Národní muzeum?
Ask, "Where's the post office and the restaurant?"
Kde je pošta a restaurace?
Answer, "The post office and the restaurant are over there."
Pošta a restaurace jsou tamhle.
Ask, "Tell me please, is this a hotel?"
Řekněte mi prosím, to je hotel?
Answer, "No, that's not a hotel."
Ne, to není hotel.
Suppose it's a bank. Here's the word bank. Listen and repeat.
Banka. Banka.
Say, "That's a bank."
To je banka. To je banka.
You speak Czech well.
Mluvíte dobře česky.
Thank him.
Děkuju.
And now say, "Goodbye."
Naschledanou.
Now take your reading booklet and open it to the page for Unit 4. Read word number 1.
Pole.
Number 2 means cream, but as a surname, it's the name of a famous Czech composer. Read number 2.
Smetana.
Number
3. Léto.
Number 4.
Kavárna.
Read number 4 once more.
Kavárna.
Look at number 5. You already know it. It means "I'm not." Notice that it's spelled as one word. The stress is on the first syllable, as always.
Nejsem.
Read number 6.
Nejste.
Number 7 starts with the letter C, which has a different pronunciation in Czech. Listen and repeat.
Co? Co?
Now read number 7 again.
Co?
Number 8.
Cena.
Number 9 is the question you learned a short time ago. Repeat it.
Co je to?
Number 10.
Doma.
Number 11.
Dole.
Number 12.
Ten.
In number 13, the letter I sounds like the English I in the word bit. Read number 13.
Ivan.
Number 14.
Me.
The Y in number 15 also has an I sound, as in bit. Read number 15.
Vi.
The four words in number 16 all sound the same. Read them.
Billy, 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 Billy.
Number 17 has a long I. It sounds almost like the double E in the English word feed. Read number 17.
Prosím.
The long Y sounds the same. Read number 18.
Bílý, bílý.
This is the end of Unit 4.